Aloha! You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 31. This episode is sponsored by Tanduay Rum. Established in the Philippines in 1854, Tanduay is the world's largest rum producer and winner of over 170 international medals in the past four decades, including Brand of the Year in London's World Branding Awards rum category from 2015 to 2017 and Rum Brand Champion of the World by thespiritsbusiness.com in 2015. Tanduay Gold is medium to full-bodied with expressive flavors of vanilla and tropical fruit with a warm, peppery finish and aged in charred oak barrels for up to 7 years. It won the Tastings.com Gold Medal in 2016, the International Quality Institute's Gold Award in 2015, the San Diego Spirits Festival Gold Medal in 2015, and the Miami Rum Festival's Gold Medal in 2013. Tanduay Silver is lightly off-dry and medium-bodied with a round, smooth finish and aged in charred oak barrels for up to 5 years. Like the gold rum, it won the Tastings.com Gold Medal in 2016, the International Quality Institute's Gold Award in 2015, the Miami Rum Festival's Gold Medal in 2014, and a double gold recognition in the San Francisco World Spirits Competition in 2014. As sponsor of the Inside the Desert Oasis Room podcast and the toast to Master Ninja Ray Buen at the legendary Tiki Tea in Los Angeles, California, Tanduay Rum is the perfect companion to celebrate all things tiki. For more information, check out their webpage at TanduayUS.com or follow them on Facebook or Instagram at TanduayUSA. This podcast is also sponsored in part by the Royal Hawaiian. Founded in Laguna Beach, California in 1947, the Royal Hawaiian is South Orange County's premier tropical drink and dining destination. Come try their signature cocktail, the Lapu Lapu, a delicious combination of tropical fruit juices with a generous float of dark spirits, or other island-inspired favorites like ahi tuna poke or the dynamite crab-crusted mahi mahi. Enjoy their delicious brunch or drop in for happy hour from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. daily for drink specials and more. To make a reservation, visit RoyalHawaiianLB.com. On this episode, we speak with Jordan T. I am really excited about this episode. Simply put, Jordan T is one of my musical heroes. I've been a big fan of his since I first heard his single Sunset Tonight on Island Radio back in 2014 and started following him on Instagram and eventually became Facebook friends with him. Over the years, I saw several of his shows here on the mainland, which eventually led up to this day. I reached out to him for an interview and he graciously opened up some time for me, and we recorded this from his green room at the House of Blues in Anaheim. Jordan was gracious, friendly, and accommodating, and I really enjoyed getting to hang out with him. While I was there, I got to enjoy the soundcheck with him and Sammy J, followed by their sold-out show later on that night. As always, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. Again, thank you for all your support on the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, a share on your social media is always appreciated. Okay, guys, here he is, Mr. Jordan T.
Hey, hello, this is Jordan T, and you got it locked into the Desert Oasis Room.
All right.
Whoa, yeah. I don't see you. I watch you chum the water, waiting for a bite. But I only bite if you will it. We both know, I know you feel it. Afraid to show, girl, just admit it. Our cars will fall with mine too. Oh boy, your blush, and we'll cash it in. Ooh, you give me some feeling. Tonight, talk about the things that you like, girl. Talk about the things that we like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I find a way to the you inside of you. Wanna know the girl behind a self-portrait that you drew, yeah. The
to choose the right words to phrase it. But I'm addicted to your smile, I haven't seen it in a while. Got me wanting to arrange a visit. We both know, I know you feel it. Afraid to show, girl, just admit it. Our cars will fall with my two, a royal flush, and we'll cash it in.
Jordan T.
Oh, man. Finally, we made it happen, bro. What a blessing. The wins, the trade wins lined up, right?
Yeah, you know? we've been trying to, for the listeners on the show, we've been trying to set
Alohas. How you guys doing, listeners? Thanks for listening.
Oh, geez. A couple months.
Yeah.
So, hard to schedule. How was your flight?
Bro, the flight was good. It was good. I flew in last night, and it was about a five-hour flight. Not too bad, bro. Actually, pretty comfy. I fly Hawaiian. So Hawaiian Airlines, you know, they treat you right.
So nobody dragging you out of the plane?
All about the same, bro. I was like, yeah, ain't nobody dragged me off the plane. I, you know, I bought the ticket and I sat in the seat I paid for. It was a great experience.
Hey, there you go. So big ups to Hawaiian Airlines.
Yeah, big up Hawaiian Airlines. They always show love and kokua. And yeah, I love those guys. Yeah, man,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. We got to support the island businesses,
that's how,
too.
Yeah, that's how.
Right. Oh, so for the listeners out there, we are live at the House of Blues here in Anaheim. This is a new venue at the Garden Walk. And the last time that I saw you perform at the one over at Downtown Disney.
Yeah, that's right, bro. Yeah. That was the old House of Blues Anaheim.
Actually, I don't know if you remember. A few times we played there. I saw you play at Tiki Bar in Costa Mesa. I met your family.
Yeah.
Your
that's
girlfriend
right.
brought them out.
Yeah,
she surprised
right.
you with that. You remember that?
That's right. I was in the middle of tour, bro. And like, as about the time, it was like a six-week tour or something.
Right.
Yeah, it gets to the point where you just start missing home. You start missing.
Yeah, you're gonna get you get homesick and
guarantee.
So I got a couple questions for you. I want to be respectful of your time.
Nah.
And I know that you got a sound check you still have to do.
Yep.
So
that's right.
So let me just get right into this.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to talk about. I want to say that you're probably the most positive person that I've ever seen. Yeah, oh, everything man, appreciate is about it, bro. Blessings and positivity and right. and you know, I appreciate that. You know, the thing is that when you surround yourself with negativity, you're gonna be negative, right? You surround
exactly.
yourself with positivity, you're gonna be positive. So I want to say thank you for that. Everything you post is really, really uplifting.
Thank you, bro. You know, the message is just simple, bro. I mean, I feel like I have a kuleana, like a responsibility to use the stage that I have to do something positive with it. You know what I mean? And that's an important part of like who I am and why I play music.
And it shows. Know? It shows. I see it.
Mahalo kia kua, you know, that's just as long as the love is getting out there, that's what the world needs right now. You know?
Right. So how long have you been playing music?
I've been playing music for a long time, probably since I was little, but really professionally, I would say, you know, I went to school for music too. So I spent 4 years at Biola University.
Biola.
Yeah, down the road, OC.
How long were you living here when you were there for four years?
Just 4 years, yeah. Okay. And then after that, I went back to Maui and I never never left Maui since
right.
2010, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what got you started playing music? Are you from a musical family?
Yeah, actually, my mom, she's real musical. She was a music teacher, and actually, I learned a lot from my mom, and beautiful lady. And then my dad, actually, he played music when I was young. I remember watching him playing guitar, bro.
Okay.
And he would put on like all old school jams and jam with him. But he used to jam with Stacy from the original drummer from Natural Vibrations. You know them?
Oh, really?
In Maui, yeah. When he was in high school, they had one high school band.
Right.
And they used to jam together. So I don't know. I guess I always seen them growing up, you know, playing music and their passion for music. And it just kind of...
Was he the one who started teaching you how to play guitar?
No, I actually started playing from this flamenco guy. His name was Enrique Henao.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when
so
I was 10 years old.
So you started by playing flamenco music?
Yeah, I was playing like Spanish guitar. Well, trying, you know, I was young, so I was just learning, but he was an amazing teacher. And you
know, I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah, no, that's kind of that's out of a blue one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a random little fact right there.
and what other instruments were you playing when you were younger? You had
piano,
to be playing ukulele, right?
Yeah, ukulele, piano, guitar.
Piano, yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of dabbled in everything because, I don't know, I was very curious. So I didn't want to just stick with one thing. And then I started to sing. But recently, around 2013, we had that single, The Sunset Tonight, we released. And then it kind of...
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
oh,
but yeah go ahead. You can keep talking. You can keep talking about it if you want.
Nah, but that's just kind of how it all started. Yeah, yeah. And where we are now, 2017.
So having said that, who are your influences?
Influences. Man, I grew up listening to what my dad listened to. So it was a lot of like C&K, like Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, the Motown stuff, Stevie Wonder, like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So
that's why I listened to his guitar
work. I love all those musicians.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Good. I'm blessed to have good influences from my dad.
So it's from your dad's music.
Yeah. You know, Fiji, Catch a Fire.
Oh yeah, Fiji.
I listened to them growing up too, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And then you start playing with some of these guys, right?
It's crazy,
bro. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. You know, I feel blessed and humbled for the opportunity. You know,
I feel blessed. I feel blessed. I'm sitting here with you. You know, it's funny is that you know you talk about that they influence you, and then now you're actually playing with these people.
Yeah.
You know, first time I heard your Sunset Tonight, I was in Kauai.
Oh yeah,
and I was,
I
was with my wife, and we were driving around, and then that song came on, and I said, "Oh, I really like the song. You know, what's the song?"
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Of course, my wife was like, "Oh, that's Jordan T. I love Jordan T."
Yeah.
And you know, and her and her friends were like, "Oh yeah, we saw Jordan T play. I don't remember what it was."
Yeah.
And then
I
don't know how many years ago that was, and then now a couple of years later, I'm sitting here recording with you. So it's the same kind of story for me. You know,
it's crazy, bro. Yeah, and it's cool to see it all come full circle and. Yeah, well, like again, we're just blessed to have the opportunities to do it, bro.
Yeah, see, positivity, see? So, tell me about your songwriting process. How long does it take you to write a song, lyrics?
Yeah, it depends, bro. Honestly, from project to project is always different experience. Because I try to draw from real life experiences that I've been through, you know what I mean? So, if I'm writing lyrics, sometimes, you know... something that happens in life, you know, I'll draw from that and the emotions from that, or even just put it straight out into a story and write it out poetically, you know. And I don't know, but sometimes it happens real fast. I'll write a whole song in one day, or sometimes that song I'll write a verse and then sit on it for 2 years and come back to it, you know. And
do you have a notebook you keep that you just put all that information in, or
I write some of that stuff in like in my phone.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like if you're writing on napkins or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, anything, bro.
Whenever it just comes to you, right?
Like for example, on the way here, this last flight. I actually wrote a song for the next EP.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've just been getting inspiration and whole song, valve, all three verses, everything. So we're going to start working on some new projects. Yeah.
So that actually kind of answers a question that I had for you about some of your music, like Sunset Tonight. Was that written about somebody specifically?
Oh yeah, I guarantee. Guarantee. Yeah, I definitely have somebody in mind that I write a song about, or it's almost like life journaling for me. Sure. You know what I mean? Like some people just write it out and keep it in a journal, and I like to like turn my journaling into songs, you know, into music and artistry and poetry and
right.
And this then is, I can go is, back and be like, oh, I remember this part of my life, you know.
Or this is my life journaling right here. Because I talked about stories about, you know, me growing up. Or
right.
Like
oh, cool.
If you and I are talking, it might remind me of something like Kauai, you know.
Right.
Or if I go to Oahu or something, you know, go to the islands. You know, so Sunset Tonight is about somebody specific. We don't have to talk about who that is.
But
I'm, okay, closer to you. Same person?
Yeah, it's a person.
Vibe with me? Same
vibe
person?
Vibe with me is not, that's more of the message of, that's, yeah.
Okay.
That's more of the message of what the lyrics is saying, you know, just about bringing the positivity back to a world that's so... It's so lost right now, bro. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy things happening.
The chorus
you know?
Is come vibe with me. So
that's it.
That's why I was thinking, you know, that's maybe it's about another girl.
Nah.
But again, it's like it's all positive because, you know, there's people who write about, you know, saying,
right. Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and like we all go through that stuff and, you know, but definitely Maui vibes, you know, I got to keep it positive, dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, you mentioned Catch a Fire.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing with them again?
Yeah, that's funny you ask, bro, because we actually are... I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying it, but I'm going to because it's just truth, bro. We've been working on a project. I took some time off touring with them it's been about 2 years, eh? Because the last time was House of Blues Anaheim, the old one. And I was over there.
I think
with
I saw you play with Catch. I've seen Catch a Fire play. Catch a Fire tours a lot.
Yeah, they tour.
I've seen them
bro.
Play quite a few times. I think my wife's seen them play like at least 6, 7, maybe 8 times.
Because
they've also been playing a long time.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then you actually, I remember when you were playing with Maoli.
Yeah, that was one of the first tours.
Yeah.
When I came out, and how I ended up meeting Catch a Fire in the first place.
Oh, that's how you met them.
Yeah, because we did that. We opened up for them, and I was playing in Maoli at the time as the lead guitarist.
I was going to say, I was actually wondering if you were part of the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
For about 2 years, I think. Well, no, two or three years, yeah.
Yeah.
I played as lead guitarist for them, and I was blessed to have the opportunity. I think they lost one of their guitarists, and at the time I was around, and I got the call, and they said, hey, can you go on tour for... You know,
six
weeks. And I was like, oh, yeah, shoot, I guess.
Right.
Let's do it.
So having said that, when you're playing in a band, I know it's a little bit different for you, right?
Yeah.
Because I've seen you, like, again, like when I've seen you play before, and when you play, you use this machine that loops your vocals.
Yeah, and, the looper, yeah.
Yeah, and your guitar. So right. You're kind of like, you know, a solo artist, right? And then I've also seen you play with the band as well.
Right.
You know, maybe with the band that's opening, and then they play music with, you know, Sunset Tonight with you.
That's right. Yeah.
They'll back you up.
Yep. I had the opportunity to do that with Catch a Fire, and I was like,
right.
One of the coolest experiences, like having them play that song and feeling the band behind me, and it was like, brah, I was humble.
Isn't that great?
It was amazing.
So do they have to practice that song before they play with you, or they just jump in there, right?
They're
professionals.
They've been doing this a long time, so
yeah. So because, you know, if I had to play with you, then I'd have to practice for a long time.
Hey, we always practicing, you know. Every day I still practice too, and there's never a time where we reach a point where we're like, we don't need any more practice, you know.
Right.
And if we do get that, then I think,
and if you're playing all the time too, that's
yeah, it keeps the chops
you,
up. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the Sunset Tonight video.
Yeah,
because it's funny because I met your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And so whenever I watch that video and I see that girl dancing around with you, I always think to myself, oh, that's not his girlfriend.
So, I know, yeah.
Who is that?
This was before I met her, so
right.
Yeah, before we were dating. Yeah.
Was that a friend of yours or
Yeah, it's a friend. Yeah. Okay. She's super cool and she actually does a lot of stuff with Hawaii's Finest.
Clothing line. Yeah.
Which is one of my brothers that they sponsored that video and I was really blessed to link up with them. And
so let's give them a shout out.
Big up Hawaii's Finest. He's a Molokai boy.
Right.
Straight Kanaka Hawaiian.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah, bro. We just blessed to link up with that team. And they're doing some great things right now. Their brand is exploding. They're doing shows at the Shell.
Right.
You know, the Revive the Live. Yeah. They're doing beautiful things, bro. Giving back to the community and keeping the Hawaiian culture.
I think a couple years ago when they were just starting to pick up, my son, he ordered a bunch of Hawaii's Finest for me for my birthday.
Yeah.
They just showed up at the house. Right?
So awesome.
All the different styles and all the different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I kind of outgrew
good
it.
Nah, they get big brado ones too.
Oh, I know,
man.
I know.
No worries.
The one I got, I outgrew. I also saw, it's funny because my wife and I were watching that video. We're like, hey, that's Mahi Crab.
Yeah, Mahi. Bro, right? You see his shirt too? Wearing one woman's shirt, so the thing was so tight, bro.
Oh, I thought that when he was just because he works out, you know?
We did that on purpose, bro. It was like kind of a joke kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
He was a clown, bro. I love that guy.
We saw him.
And he goes like this. He goes,
right. When he flexes his pecs. He plays guitar for Anahea, right?
I don't know if he plays guitar with her, but I think he's on tour with her.
Oh, he's on tour with her.
Maybe opened up for her or something.
Okay.
Or maybe
I've seen them play together before.
Yeah.
Because Anahea,
they work together
a lot.
Too.
So I thought he was in her band.
Yeah, she's dope,
now.
Man.
Yeah, and
maybe he is. I don't know.
He also had a show in Vegas that he was playing like every week in Vegas or something.
Bellagio.
Yeah, Bellagio.
Yeah, he worked at the Bellagio. That guy's, he's killing the game, bro. He's working hard.
Yeah.
He's really talented too, bro. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That
he did a video.
Big up Mahi Crabs.
He just released
a new single too, I think. So go get him on iTunes. Boom.
All right. He did a live video once. He was at the gym, and he was on a treadmill, you know. And then I think I made a comment if I needed tickets for the gun show.
yeah.
So you know, Mahi, you just started laughing, you know.
Yeah, he's a cracker.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but yeah, big up to Mahi.
Yeah, big up Mahi.
Give that guy a shout out.
Anohea too, yeah. Sister Anohea.
And Anohea too. Yeah. So, island life. Did you grow up in Mahi?
I grew up in Seattle.
Oh, you grew up in Seattle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I had, but we would go back and forth because my mom is from Seattle area and my dad's from Maui. So kind of like growing up, we'd roll out about for a month or two to visit my dad's side family and my grandma, my great-grandfather, like all my dad's side family is based over there. Okay. And they ended up going over there in the 40s. They migrated from Ilocos.
Oh, so your father's Filipino.
Yeah.
I figured that out from the last
name. Some Austronesian Ilocano.
Yeah, my mom is Ilocano.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So we might be related.
Cousins, bro. Yeah, all the island people are related, bro.
That's right.
Yeah, but I spent a lot of time in Seattle area. It's more like Kirkland area. I was born over there.
What time, how old were you when you went to Hawaii?
Officially I moved over there in 2010. Okay. It was right after college because in...
So it was always a couple years in Seattle, a couple years in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was always bouncing back and forth. So I decided kind of...
The reason why I'm asking is because you have the strong island pigeon going on. So, you know.
Yeah, I get the mix because my family... So I'm a half-breed, so...
Right.
My mom's Dutch, actually.
Dutch.
Vanderhoff.
Okay.
So last name. So, you know, I get...
I met your mom, too. I don't know if you remember that.
She's going to be here tonight, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I met her at the Tiki Bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, all the fams is over there.
All the family there,
yeah. Guarantee.
That was a fun show.
That was a sick one, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, okay, so I want to do some fun questions now.
Shoot away.
All right, so the first thing I want to ask you, if you have any, what is your weirdest or funniest story from the road or any memorable show?
The weirdest story. Bro, there's this one time, actually, it was really funny. We had... our merch guy TJ at the time, he's also a musician now in Maui, from Maui, when I was touring with Maoli.
All right.
We were in a car one day and he was trying to get his phone back and we had this airsoft gun that we bought.
Yeah.
Just for, I don't know, on the road you just kind of like find ways to entertain yourself. You know, you get long drives sometimes, like 15, 18 hour drives.
Wow.
So, I don't know, somebody bought a an airsoft gun, and the one thing was like, if he wanted to get his phone back, he had to take an air shot.
Oh, really?
Directly to his face, though. Like, put the guns, like, straight on his
cheek. Oh, man.
And pull the trigger in. Bro, it was, we got a video of that. It was so funny, bro. And he took it like a man, though. He got his phone back.
Right, he got his phone back.
He got a big welt right on the side of his cheek.
You got to have your phone, crack up, right? Because you can't check your...
No, exactly.
You can't check your Instagram.
It's crucial.
Exactly. Especially if you're on the road. You got to have your phone.
It's crucial.
Yeah, I know that you were just out here recently. You drove from, I think it was like... Utah or something. You went down through Vegas and then you came back across here to LA. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And I think you wrote 16 hours.
Yep. Sometimes 18 hour drives, bro. Freaking all the way across.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But you got to get to the next spot. So either that or you fly. But, you know, if we have the back line and we got all the gear, it's hard to do that all the time, you know?
Right. Right. Well, like I said,
on the grind.
Like I said, I want to be respectful of your time. So
appreciate it. Yeah, I think you got a sound check coming up.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah. So let's wrap this up. What's the future of Jordan T Music?
Good thing you asked, bro. Thanks for asking. We actually gonna be dropping a single on May 1st, so I can tell you that, and I can also tell you that my new album, called Bridges with the Vibes, that I've been working on for the last like 2-3 years. We got all kinds of different collaborations on there, from Jamaica, from California, from Maui, talent from all over the place. It's gonna drop July 1st.
Awesome.
So that's the official release date. We finally came up with the date. It's been taking us a long time, but
and this can be found on iTunes.
Yeah, it's gonna be everywhere. We're gonna probably do some vinyls. We'll probably do some, you know, full on production CDs, everything.
JordanTMusic.com and
that's it. JordanTMusic.com and my handles at JordanTMusic, social media anywhere.
At JordanTMusic, JordanTMusic.com, and then JordanTMusic on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, everything. Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever's.
All
got
right.
Them all, so.
Awesome.
And then also we're probably gonna do a tour in July.
That was gonna be my next question.
We're gonna link back up with Catch a Fire. We're actually routing the tour as we speak.
Okay.
So it looks like it's gonna be a West Coast Canada kind of thing.
I'm gonna be at that show.
Yeah, you gotta be there, bro. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah,
it's gonna be sick. I'll be bringing the whole band, so I'll be opening up for them. And
oh yeah, that sounds.
It's gonna be cool. Reunion tour, bro.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
Catch a Fire never gets old too. And you guys, when you guys are together, it's really great.
Yeah, positive vibes, man. Yeah, they're good people.
One of my happy places.
Good Maoris, you know, all them Maoris. I love those guys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Island people.
Big ups to Catch a Fire too.
Yes, sir. And big up Sammy J.
And Sammy J.
Tonight.
So we're here at the House of Blues in Anaheim. Jordan T, Sammy J. And who else we have performing on the bill?
Sister Analea, and Lex Music, who I haven't heard, but I've seen a few videos on her Instagrams and stuff, and she sounds pretty dope, man.
Got a great voice. All right. So I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, it's going to be good vibes, bro. Brand new stage, brand new everything. So we're going to be lighting it up tonight.
Awesome. So I'm going to let you get to your sound check.
No worries. Thank you, bro.
I want to say thank you so much. Many mahalo.
Appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you, Jordan T.
Everyone out there, check out
Jordan T Music on Instagram and Facebook, JordanTMusic.com.
Yes.
And thanks again. Cheers and aloha.
Bra, bra. Chihi, aloha.
If you have a suggestion, question, or comment, please visit our Desert Oasis Room group page on Facebook or find us on Instagram at Polynesian Pop. Baby, you're my angel. I've been looking for ya all over. Pretty brown hair waving down on your shoulders. You look so beautiful tonight. Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't even know you. I talked to you once before. I'd like to. We could grab some hot chocolate, walk and talk about the things that make you.
smile, girl. Shoo up with the way you act so nice. I can't even lie, girl. I like the way I feel inside. Shoo when you're sitting next to me, watching the sunrise. I'm looking.